Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
In Chicago, it's food time. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday.
What award?
At this time.
What award?
Won several journalistic awards.
Oh, okay.
Associated Press Journalistic Award.
Lissiger.
Peter Lissiger Awards, a very prestigious journalistic award. Yeah, we've won some legit awards for the old Food Time show.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. Now you know. And now you know the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
Today on our Food Time show, we celebrate National Seafood Month.
Under the sea.
You thought it was just pre-Halloween, or in some stores, already Christmas season.
Right.
I already have the decorations out, but it is also National Seafood Month, and any time that we can spend a little time on the food show talking seafood and bringing you some recipes and bringing you some ideas and answering some questions for you about seafood, I'm always glad when we can do that, because more and more people are eating seafood now. I get some salmon on the grill at least once a week, I would think. I love salmon on the grill.
I'm not a fan of salmon. I like a nice white fish.
You've never had salmon on the grill cooked properly.
Maybe. If somebody would invite me to their home.
Yeah, well, that's never going to happen. So.
Oh, okay, then I guess I'll never have it.
You guess. It's very easy. Do you cook on the grill? We established earlier that
sort of
you're
not
afraid to use the washing machine at home.
Well, because
I would imagine that you also probably allow your wife to do all the cooking in the house.
Well,
also,
we do have a barbecue, but we still I'm old school. You know, I don't have an iPhone. I have a flip phone. And we also have the old Weber kettle.
Yeah,
well, I don't have the propane.
I enjoy a kettle grill for some, you know, if I'm doing like a pulled pork, I like to get the...
Oh, that's better? Oh, there's a difference?
I think you get a nice smokier taste. The one thing I don't like about propane grills is you don't get that, unless and you put wood chips in,
right,
I guess you do. But if I'm going to cook something for 6 to 8 hours, which you need to do for pulled pork,
yeah,
you got to do that and get that.
So
nice,
tell me, why is a piece of salmon elevated from the grill as opposed to, you know, a regular treatment?
It's just delicious on the grill. It brings out you know, some different flavors. And as I've mentioned this recipe, it's probably the way that I do it most often myself at home. But I do cook salmon different ways. But one of the ways is I just put a little salt and pepper on it. I put a layer of honey mustard on it.
Oh, nice.
Right on top of it. And then
wow. Okay, now you're selling me.
Skin side down on the grill. And you leave it on there for, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes, 5-7 minutes, something like that. You can tell when it's done. You know, push it around a little bit, and you can tell the doneness of it. You put your spatula between the meat of the salmon and the skin, and it slides right off. The skin stays on the grill.
I get it.
Comes right off, and you put it on your plate and serve it. It's with you know, some fresh vegetables. It's delicious.
I'm digging the honey mustard.
It's really delicious.
Okay, that I could buy, because to me, salmon is a little fishy tasting, so maybe the honey mustard cuts that a little.
It does cut that, but also by taking it off the skin, and there's a little layer of fat between the fillet of the salmon and the skin itself. If you scrape off that little layer of flat, that's where most of the super seafood flavor is there. And it's just like a lovely, mild, and with the hint of honey mustard. I do it with just a little olive oil and lemon on it. I mean, there's a lot of ways to
It's a shame I'll never get a chance to taste it.
Yeah, it is. But you can get some delicious seafood over at Ocean Prime Restaurant. Lucas Montoya is the sous chef at Ocean Prime, and he joins us on the phone right now. Lucas, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How does my honey mustard salmon sound to you on the grill? Do I get the chef seal of approval?
Absolutely. It sounds delicious.
Now, how do you guys do salmon on the grill over at Ocean Prime?
So we actually we marinate our salmon in a teriyaki marinade. Oh. So a little bit of pineapple juice, soy sauce, fresh ginger. So we brine that for a few hours, and we actually sear it on a flat top, so we don't use it on the grill. And that would be accompanied with some sticky rice, a beautiful soy butter. It's actually one of our fan favorites.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Now, for National Seafood Month, I thought it would be interesting just to, you know, talk about the things that are popular this time of year. Are there certain fish that are, like, in season, I guess you might say?
So I'm actually new to Chicago. I lived here just now 7 months, and something I've really noticed about the city is Chicago loves snapper and grouper. I don't know if it's not a common thing at most restaurants here, but we sell an abundance of red snapper that's out of the Gulf of Mexico and Florida, and also black grouper. So that's my put on that.
And the how do you prepare that?
So our snapper is actually my favorite dish. It's blackened, seared on the flat top, and it's over a layer of jalapeno honey cream, a little bit of skillet beans, red peppers, caramelized onions, and then it's topped off with just a little bit of jalapeno corn tartar sauce.
Oh, that sounds really good. Yeah. That sounds really, really good. What is the easiest seafood for somebody like Jim, for example, who is clearly intimidated to cook any seafood whatsoever? What, you know, you must probably agree that people are intimidated to cook seafood themselves, right?
Absolutely, and it can be intimidating, but it really just starts off with the product. So when you're picking out the seafood, what I do is I go to the seafood counter and I actually talk to the person there. You know, I talk to them and ask them, what came today? What's the freshest?
Wow.
And then it starts with the ingredients, and there it's just taking your time cooking it. And it's trial and error, really. It's okay if you mess up the first time, but learn from it. But it's just starting with, you know, the freshest ingredients and the best product you can initially.
So I have a question. Where do you find the fine line between putting different flavors and spices without overcoming the natural taste of a specific fish?
Because overpowering it.
Yeah, because many times people don't like a fishy kind of taste. And so oftentimes the other kind of spices are loaded on. And then you don't really get the taste of the fish. So I think there has got to be a happy medium, correct?
Well, and Lucas, am I correct in saying this, that if your fish has an overly fishy taste, it's probably not fresh fish, right?
That is correct. And what you were saying earlier about the salmon is taking the skin off actually will prevent it to have a fishier taste. So with your salmon, when you take the skin off, you see that layer of gray.
Yeah.
That's the bloodline, and that's where a lot of that fishy taste comes from. And that's one thing that we butcher the fish in-house here. We take that bloodline out of the salmon, so you're really just getting that mild, natural flavor
mild
of the salmon.
Mild and beautiful, right, yeah.
Because I remember the first time that I ever had swordfish, and I was amazed at the texture and the taste. It didn't taste fishy at all.
Right.
Right. It's very mild.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think like a swordfish or a mahi-mahi, Lucas, would be good for a novice fish?
Absolutely.
Because it's a little more of a hardy fish. It's not going to flake off and, you know, bust up while you're trying to turn it over, right?
And that's a fish, too, that you really want to cook all the way through so you don't have to worry about overcooking it or undercooking it as much. So, yes, I think you're definitely correct on it being a novice fish because it's very mild, a little bit of sweetness to it, and then the texture is almost steak-like.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, my gosh, the tuna especially.
Delicious.
Right.
I was baffled by that, too.
So if he's going to do, let's say, a swordfish on the grill, where does he start with this? Salt and pepper?
So, honestly, with the swordfish, I would suggest putting it in a brine of just water and salt. So just take, like, a few cups of water to, like, one cup of salt and put that piece of fish in there for, like, an hour. Put it on the grill, and it's going to be nice and juicy. And you just really get that salt kind of soaks into that fish, so you get it throughout the whole bite.
Is it naturally a drier fish, and that's why you're soaking it?
Yes, just because it's not as tender as, say, like a piece of salmon or sea bass. So you want to just kind of get that salt all the way through that fish because it's much more dense, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Any other seasonings that would go on there after you grill it up out of the brine?
I would suggest like a little bit of perhaps a little bit of garlic and a touch of cayenne perhaps.
Oh, nice.
Add just a little bit of spice to it.
Yeah, see, I would go, that sounds really good. I would go Greek style and just throw a little lemon on it.
Mm.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back.
Getting me all mouth-watering now for fish.
If you have some seafood questions, you can call or text. We've got a question here from Doug at 312-981-7200. Hi, guys. You're on WGN.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent.
So I'm going to be ordering some razor clams for next Friday, and I've never prepared them before. But what I was thinking, and I don't know if it really would work with razor clams in the same way as mussels, but I was just going to steam them in like a white wine with a mirepoix, made the mirepoix, and then make a sauce and put them over pasta.
Mm, boy, that sounds good. I just had that the other day at a restaurant, by the way. How does that sound? Lucas, how does that sound to you?
That sounds incredible. I think you started out right. I was going to suggest white wine, then mirepoix. That's the base right there. So a little bit of white wine, a little bit of chicken stock. Maybe add some garlic in your mirepoix. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
And make sure.
And how much should I buy for each person?
I'd say about.
It's just going to be two of us.
I'd say five clams per person with the pasta should be plenty.
What's a razor clam? What's a razor clam?
I'm sorry.
What's a razor clam? Is it a different than...
What's a razor clam? It actually looks like a straight razor. It's very long and narrow, and I don't know where they come from, but I've had them at Americana La Plancha several times, and I just love them. I'm absolutely in love with the flavor. They're very subtle, and they've got a lot of meat to them, so...
Yeah, as long as you get some nice crusty bread along with that, you're in business. Doug, thank you for the call for some dipping. Here's another Doug. You're on WGN.
Hi, guys.
Hey, bud.
Hey, so two Dougs in a row. How can you beat it? my mom used to make, when I was a kid, monkfish, and they called it the poor man's lobster, and it tasted just like lobster, probably a quarter of the price. And I've been looking for it my whole life, and I cannot find it. And I'm wondering if maybe they changed the name of it.
Is that still around, Lucas? Monkfish?
You know what? He said monkfish?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I agree. It's very hard to find in your local stores. I have seen it with a few of our purveyors, but that'd be a first for me to see it in a market, honestly.
Yeah, that's one that you probably want to, ask the guy behind the counter if they can get some for you. What is the exact address of Ocean Prime Chicago, Lucas?
So we're at 87 East Wacker. So we're right on the corner of North Michigan Ave and Wacker Drive.
Okay, it's at the London House, right?
Correct. We're on the second floor of the London House Hotel.
Okay, and you want more info, ocean-prime.com or 312-428-4344. Lucas, have a great day. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lucas Montoya, Ocean Prime Chicago.